Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So excited to be able to come to you. And this next couple of programs, concluding today, we're going to be talking more about prophetic preparation for what's about to happen. We believe what the Lord is saying probably the next 30 to 60 days. And if I was you, I'd pay close attention, realize that, you know, when you think about what God says in his word, he talks about it in Job 33, he says, "For God does speak, now one way, now another, though one may not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon a people as he slumbers in his bed, he may speak in their ear or terrify them by warnings to turn them from their wrongdoing and to keep them from pride, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword." God does all these things to a person twice, even three times, to turn them back from the pit, that the light of life may shine on them. I mean, this is the mercies of God. When you think about how good our God is, he is these things that we see, nothing has control over God. God is totally in control of everything. So when we see things shaking, I believe it's Isaiah, he talks about that God shakes the earth to teach us how to act right, you know, righteousness, and that, and the things that we're seeing happen right now on the earth, God is speaking to us. And we need to respond to him. And he talks about that. We'll talk more about that later on in the program today. But he speaks in dreams. As a matter of fact, he talks about in Acts chapter 2 that he's going to speak more in dreams as times get closer. He's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. And, you know, we're all going to prophesy and dream dreams and that type of thing. But that's God speaking to us. Not all dreams are the Lord, but there are some dreams that God is speaking. Today, we're going to be talking about two dreams. One dream is from a pastor in Jerusalem, and another one is Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. And it's very important because it's a prophetic warning for America. Now, in my heart, what the Lord had laid on my heart, and we've been preparing for quite some time for these days that are here. And that's the reason why VFN TV is here. And I encourage you to take the time to do your homework. Check everything out that we're talking about. We've tried to resource everything that we've been saying over the years so you can go back and check for yourself and where it says it in the Word of God and where this actually happened and put these things together so you can understand this is exactly what's taking place. And so in that, the Lord had on my heart that, you know, we have this third blood moon coming up out of the four blood moons. We'll be talking more about that either in this program or the next program. But in that, these blood moons always begin with tears, but they end in deliverance. I mean, horrific things have happened over the years. But what was laid on my heart is that around in March or in April or a combination of the two, America's going to go through some real difficult days ahead. And I think about, you know, March the 3rd, and we need to pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that's going to be at a joint session of Congress speaking. And when people speak to the Congress, a joint session, they're speaking to you. That's your representative. So when leaders come, they're embracing Israel when they come, and he is coming, you know, pleading for the cause of Israel and the crisis that's expected to happen around the end of March, March the 30th, when Iran and basically our leaders in America are going to determine whether Iran can have nuclear power or our nuclear weapon, ability to make nuclear material that can produce nuclear weapons at the end of this month, this very same month, March, including that March 17th, the elections for Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be, you know, in March. And then coming right around that few days later, April the 3rd is the third blood moon. Some serious days are ahead. My prayer is that it doesn't happen. But as long as that we've been warning, as long as we've been talking to folks, people who, you know, just keep going about their everyday life, they're not listening to the signs, they're not paying attention, they're assuming tomorrow will be like today. I mean, to me, it's like you need to brace yourself, you need to prepare yourself. Matter of fact, listen right now to Pat Robinson talk about this letter that came from a pastor in Jerusalem.
Apropos of this story, I had a letter from a pastor, I believe he lives in Jerusalem, and he said he'd had a dream or message from the Lord that April would be the month, that there would be some strike in America. And he said, please warn the Christians to be extra cautious during April about going to malls, going to crowded events like sporting events and so forth. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I throw it out, because if Homeland Security is telling us to look out, then a prophetic word from one of God's servants wouldn't hurt either.
So you're looking at, you know, we're all beginning to hear, you know, what we've been hearing, but you're seeing a crescendo of just many people beginning to hear it. And what God already laid on my heart, now this pastor just wrote in a letter to Pat Robinson letting him know he's hearing the same thing. And it's going to be rough days for America. We're looking at right now, we're looking at where we're talking about the malls of America are being targeted. But when you think about the malls, it's the American mall that's being targeted. We're looking at our Homeland Security being a part of potentially, allegedly, being part of this whole organizing effort, this Alinsky Rules for Radical strategy. At just the appropriate time when you need to put pressure on America, they start saying they're worried about terrorist attacks. No, you know, a few months later, they said, there's no worry at all. Why? Because they want to be able to pass a executive overreach, according to a judge, a procedural overreach by our president, to be able to allow illegal aliens to become citizens just with a blanket, a stroke of a pen. And it's like, what's going on? You know, these things are just happening all over the place. But what people don't understand is that you're opening the door for the Lucifer to come into that. When you start partnering with darkness, you may think you're organizing things, you're doing things, but you're opening the door for all kinds of madness. And so I just sent a message to all of our leaders around the states, and I was telling them, you know, we got to begin to focus on preparedness. And what I'm noticing is the closer we're getting to this, the more distracted people are getting. They're talking about foolish things, and they're saying, they're thinking about, you know, vacations and whatever they're talking about. Everything that's like, we're like the critical point right now of some serious things taking place in America, in the world, and we as a church have to awaken ourselves. And we've become familiar with the things of God. You know, you think about the fatal price of familiarity. That's going to be available for all of our partners out there. And a partner for any amount at all that's available for you. But there's a fatal price to becoming familiar with God. It can cost us our nation, it could cost us our very lives if we don't wake up and say, you know, God is speaking through these things. And it makes me think about this huge prophetic warning that came from Rick Joyner, and he came immediately on and broadcast, and we made this available to you. And we're going to talk about that today, because it was contingent upon the decision of the church in the fall of last year. We were supposed to make a decision and change our ways. And guess what? Didn't change our ways, which means this thing is inevitable, based on a intervention by God. But I want you to see, this is Rick Turner talking about this dream, and we'll have the whole thing available to you, but we're going to break it down, talk about it today, because it's happening and taking place right now in the world and in our nation. Some of the things that we've talked about in the last month or so, this thing had not yet happened yet, God was saying this stuff was going to happen. And he's talking about crises in America. As a matter of fact, watch this.
And what I saw in the dream, I first saw the most horrific gang I have ever seen. I mean, this was a demonized gang. I mean, this was diabolical. They were diabolical in their nature. I can't imagine demons being more diabolical than these people were. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. Now, I saw one of their attacks in great detail against a Texas ranch. It was a ranch I knew to be in Texas. Some things in dreams you just know. I knew the house, the family. This gang had herded up everybody there that was in the dozens of people, whether they were workers, family members, everybody. And I am not going to share the details of the dream after that. I hope to never share them. I don't want to share them with anyone. I don't want to remember them. They were so horrific. Cruelty on this level, you know, I mean, I have done in-depth studies of the cruelty in the Middle Ages and things like that, but this was a whole new level of demonic cruelty. It wasn't just about killing people. It was about bringing as much absolute pain, terror, everything else you can before death. and everybody in the most cruel way was killed. And, you know, I just don't want to go into the details here. Those are not necessary. But I think it is necessary to understand we're dealing with something, there's no mercy. That is absolutely not an option with these people. Matter of fact, they were ranked in these gangs. And these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. And it was just the most diabolical thing I've ever.
This is when you think about, you know, immediately he just had that dream. We just read from Job, where God does warn us. He warns us once, he warns us twice, he warns us three times. And he's warning us to let us know to wake up. To wake up. And these things are happening now at a rapid rate. And it looks like, you know, March, April, and according to this pastor in Jerusalem that Pat Robinson just talked about, you're looking at things just greatly increasing. We're going to break this down. We're going to go to break, but I want you to stay tuned because we're going to begin to talk about each of this, and we're going to have more of this stream unfolding. And we're going to take our time over the next few days because you need to hear everything that's being said. We're going to come back in such a way to visit things to let you know that God has been unfolding this thing for quite some time. He knew it was going to happen. He is not surprised. He's not worried. He's wondering if we are going to hear the warning, acknowledge our sin, repent, turn to him so he can actually stop this thing and save us and deliver us.
When you think about this warning, you start thinking about how horrific is that? And as often most seem to do in America lately is we just don't believe anything bad
right.
until it happens. And it's like, but this prophetic warning came from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you saw this. Look at this Jordanian pilot that just got in ISIS that was horrifically treated, just like they said that they would be treated. We just talked about this. And you're looking at right here. This is exactly what he described. This is exactly what the Lord said would be happening. The thing that he said would happen was, turn it off, I don't want to see it. Turn it off. Listen, that's exactly what God said would happen in September in 2014 when he said it would happen. We had the church, we had an opportunity in the fall of 2014 to respond, and the church just played church. We didn't fall to our knees and humble ourselves and cry out to God. That's what he's wanting. We just read it in Job 33. He's wanting us to turn to him. That's what he's wanting. It's like, this is a horrific thing. Maybe this Jordanian pilot would be alive today.
Yeah.
Maybe the 21 Egyptian Christians would be alive today. But this is what's being said. A plague of this, worse than that, is coming to America, coming from the Southwest, and all 50 states, we'll find out, from the Southwest. What is our president currently pushing, and what is this Homeland Security doing? They're saying, we want the borders to be loosed. In other words, if you're thinking spiritually what they're saying, they're not aware of this, I don't believe. But they're saying, we want the plague just to be loosed, this whole plague of violence to be loosed on America. At the same time, they're beginning this whole organizational effort right now in America. Saw it on MSNBC. We'll have it for you soon. But they're talking about, we need to get jobs for the middle class. And it's like, oh, my goodness, they are organizing a military effort to be able to force America to go where they want it to go. But the thing about it, they're using Lucifer to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting, when they say we want a rubber stamp approval and the funding to let this whole wave of illegal aliens to come over our southern border, it's the illegal part of it that's illegal. It's not the fact that helping people. America's a big helper of people. There's a right way to come and there's a wrong way to come. And so in that this plague, they're just basically saying, maybe unaware as, I would say unaware as, that we want them to vote to be able to fund the plague, to bring the plague of this violence coming across our land. It's like, you know, what are you doing? Don't you understand? It's like they're playing with fire.
Mm.
And the one thing that the Lord had spoken to Rick Joyner was it's going to be worse. And so they're wanting more people to come over these borders, and they want to make them citizens. But I want you to look right here. This is Kamal Saleem from Qom Ministries. He was a jihadist, a radical jihadist who came to America to get his inheritance, which was America. Guess what? When he came to destroy America, guess what he found? He found God. He found Jesus Christ and made Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. And he renounced Islam. He tells the truth that Islam is 80% political, 20% religious. It is about a caliphate, 100%. He was part of the Muslim Brotherhood. All these things that God's been revealing to us, Kamal Saleem confirmed to Qom Ministries. But listen to what he's saying about the border. Like 450,000 radical Islamists, according to Kamal, have come across our borders already with the same attitude. Watch this.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists crossed into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
Okay, now that is Kamal Saleem, but I also want you to hear...
Yes, Senator Chavez from Utah, he's actually interviewing the DHS, Director of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, regarding this exact thing, how the borders have been porous, and he asked him if he was aware that allegedly people that had relationship or connections with terrorists were actually apprehended the day before 9/11. Watch this.
Since you took office, Secretary Johnson, on December 23rd, or Secretary Johnson, on December 23rd, are you aware of any apprehensions of suspected or known terrorists who were trying to come to our country illegally?
That's an important question. Attempting to come to this country?
Who came across our border illegally? Did you ever apprehend anybody who was a known terrorist, a suspected terrorist, somebody who had ties to a terrorist organization?
Sitting here right now, no specific case comes to mind. That doesn't mean there is none. Perhaps Director Comey can think of one. Sitting here right now, none comes to mind, but that doesn't mean there isn't one. Nor does that mean there's no investigation of one either.
My concern is that I have a reason to believe that on September 10th, there were actually four individuals trying to cross through the Texas border who were apprehended at two different stations that do have ties to known terrorist organizations in the Middle East. Are you not aware of that?
I've heard reports to that effect. I don't know the accuracy of the reports or how much credence to give them, but I've heard reports to that effect.
And I guess that's my concern, as you as the Secretary, does that information rise to the level of the Secretary? Let me give you some metrics and some of the reason I'm concerned about what's going on in the Southwest border. And this is an internal document of yours. While there were, as noted, nearly 466,000 apprehensions over the last 351 days, we also had 157,012 gotaways. We had 142,630 reported turnbacks. But one of the other metrics that's also fascinating to me is the sensors that are found there primarily throughout the Southwest. We had just under 5 million sensor hits in fiscal year 2013. But in fiscal year 2014, over the last 351 days, we've now had more than 6 million of those hits. Now, we got wild burros and tortoises and animals that there's a lot of false positives there. But the concern is, if you look at the apprehensions, we've apprehended people from 143 different countries, 143 countries. According to the internal statistics 13 were from Syria, 6 were from Iraq, 4 were from Iran, and the list goes on to 143 different countries. The men and women that work on our southwest border, they do an amazing job. But to suggest that we have operational control of the border, help me understand this. You said there was a 70 to 90% success rate. Explain to me what that is.
When you look at what we believe to be total attempts to cross the border illegally, the estimated rate of those who make the attempt, of those who are apprehended, is somewhere between 70 and 90%. And it varies in time and it varies.
Now, the GAO, previously the GAO had indicated that there was only a 6% operational control of the border. What percentage, what is the operational control of the border at this time?
I don't have that number offhand. I do agree with you that the challenge of those coming from countries other than Mexico, particularly into the Rio Grande Valley sector, is one I'm very concerned about. It's something that I've been concerned about since I took office in January. I've seen it myself at our detention center in Brownsville. When I visited there in January, there were something like 80 nationalities of illegal migrants present there.
I need to interrupt because I have...
You're the Homeland Security, Jay Johnson. You're supposed
Hello?
To know. And then you're saying 10 to 30%? Come on! And we have to understand, he's not some secretary somewhere. He is the head of Homeland Security.
Right.
And he's saying he doesn't know at this confrontation from this Utah senator, a congressperson.
Right, Chavez.
Chavez. And it's like, this is very important. What he was saying in so many words were 10 to 30%, I'm admitting, comes across the border.
That's right.
What Kamal Saleem said, 450,000 radical jihadists have come over. And guess what just happened today?
Mm.
I want you to hear Jay Johnson today, because we're having threats of terrorism in the malls in America, the American malls. Watch this.
Security officials are urging Americans to be vigilant after Al-Qaeda's Somali affiliate Al-Shabaab released an hour-long video Saturday calling on homegrown extremists to attack Western malls, including those in the UK and Canada. Here in the U.S., the video urges violence at the country's biggest shopping center, the Mall of America. It's the first time the group has threatened American shopping malls. Some shoppers said the threat would not disrupt their routines.
I feel like it's just a fact of life these days with the threat.
A little hesitation this morning, but we talked about it. Talked about it with the kids, and everyone was fine with staying. So we decided to stay.
Al-Shabaab is the group responsible for the September 2013 assault on the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, that left 67 people dead. Although no specific plot has been identified, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson warned Americans to be alert.
We're in a new phase now, and I'm afraid that this most recent video release reflects that. The reason I think we're all concerned about this is because it encourages independent actors who could strike with very little notice.
So we're in a new phase now, Jay Johnson is saying. Now, he was kind of ambivalent when your representatives were asking him questions
right.
about the Homeland Security. Now he's specifically saying that was phase one, I guess.
Yeah.
And now we're in a different phase. And now he's talking about individuals he's concerned about. But the senator was saying, I'm concerned about individuals coming over the border.
That's right.
And now he's saying, Jay Johnson's saying, he was very ambivalent and blurry talking to the senator there. And now here he is. As plain as day. Why? Because let me tell you why. I believe it's phase two. It's the next phase of organization where you work for Rules for Radicals. This is that next phase. And the biggest thing you have to remember is if you're a Christian, if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you have nothing to fear. Mm-hmm. One president said, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. If you buy into fear right now, and that's what they're wanting to stir up. They're wanting to stir up fear. Then you'll start buying into what they're going to offer to be able to solve those problems, and you'll find this nation will be fundamentally transformed. I want to encourage you to get a copy right now, a paper copy of the U.S. Constitution. This is what's under attack, the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution says very specifically that all of our rights come from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution
was focusing on, you know, we can have one nation under God. And so God's under attack, but God's not worried. We're the ones should be worried because it's God's people who have, we need to turn around.
That's right.
And do what's right. But I'm reading from the Constitution, your Constitution, America, from the Second Amendment, because the next thing in this dream, you're going to hear the word militia, but you need to understand what your Constitution says. And the Second Amendment says, this is of the U.S. Constitution. Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary. I mean, think about the word necessary. Mm. Necessary. It's like your heart is necessary, right? Your lungs are necessary. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. So militias and free state are like necessary to have them together. The right of the people to keep and to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Mm.
It's not about going hunting. You hear people like, yeah, you need it. It's like, no, it's actually when you call a police officer to your house, he or she's going to show up with a big, huge weapon, and they're going to tell people, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it works.
Yeah.
It works quite often. It would work. And when you send a military out to defeat the adversary who's attacking your country, for example, they show up with guns. They don't show up with slingshots or good ideas. And when somebody's breaking in your house, you have a right to defend yourself. It's in the Constitution. It also says in the Constitution that you have the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, that the government can make no laws concerning religion, the First Amendment. It talks about the reason why a police officer just doesn't stop you is because there's a Constitution that keeps them from stopping you. They have to have probable cause to stop you, and they're supposed to have a search warrant before they search you. That's the Constitution. Well, in that same Constitution is the Second Amendment that says that militias are required or necessary for a free state. Those things are together. And so I'm just reading the U.S. Constitution. This is what we're made up of. And now when you hear this dream, the next part of this dream, that this warning coming from God, as Rick Joyner's talking about, it's going to probably make a little bit more sense. Let's go to 208 here and listen to Rick continue talking about this warning dream that just came recently.
They are in virtually every country of the earth right now, and they're pouring through our southern border as I speak right now. Our government has left us almost completely vulnerable to one of the most terrible diabolical attacks anyone's ever faced. And it's happening. The only thing that is going to stop this is the closing of our border and then a re-education of many of our law enforcement people to really understand real threat and not just how to be political.
So you're looking at, you just saw Rick right here, you know, speaking specifically what God just shared with him. He immediately went on there, like we're telling you now, mm-hmm. This is, listen, there's people trying to report the news. We already know the news. We're trying to change the news. God's already told a lot of his people what's going to happen. We're not kind of trying to cover a story that happened already. We're telling you what God's revealed to us and revealed to several of us across the world and the nation. And we're saying, we already know the news. We want to change it. We want to change the news. We want it to be a good thing in store for America. We want the church to survive what's happening. I mean, the church is going to survive, but we want you to survive. You know, there's a lot of people saying, you know,
that's right.
You know that. And so what God was saying here and showing what Rick was saying, what God was showing him was exactly what happened with Homeland Security, what Jay Johnson was doing, what the president's doing. It's just making it so vulnerable. And you're seeing things build up. So when people start, you push somebody back in the corner so long, some people think people are weak.
Hmm.
But the thing about it is they're just patient. They're long-suffering. They're hoping things are going to pan out. But there's some highly intelligent folks, and they will read the Constitution and stand up for their constitutional rights. And so when you look at these people, 450,000 radical jihadists, reportedly by Kamal Saleem, mm-hmm. coming across our border, just imagine like it's a whole swarm of a virus, a plague. As a matter of fact, he calls it a plague. Listen to this, how he describes these gangs coming over. Now, I've seen these gangs myself. God has shown me these gangs. And guess what? They're always after the Jews in the church. They're always after Christians and Jews. Every single time. And that's exactly what they showed me. There was a fast-moving, organized crime coming to America, into the cities of America, and they were trying to rob and persecute the church. And there was two churches. Mm. There was the one church that was sold out,
you know, to the system, and they were accepted. But then you had the people who were walking with God. For some reason, they were trying to persecute them and the Jews.
You sold out to the system or sold out to God, but you definitely can't be sold out to both.
Yeah, you can't go 50-50. Mm-mm. You can't go 50-50. So here, listen to this as he talks about it as a plague. And now you can understand. Imagine a cloud. That's what you saw coming over those borders. You saw our governor of Texas. You know, I mean, this wasn't the charge, but, you know, allegedly that was the reason.
Mm-hmm.
They had him arrested when he was trying to stop the plague from coming over.
Right, Rick Perry.
Rick Perry of Texas. He was down there on a boat and walking up, driving up and down, flying, bringing reporters down, going, we got to stop this. He tried to challenge the president. Come down and stop this. Your job is to help stop and protect our borders. And now look what's happened now. They've made us, the government's made us vulnerable, but listen to what else God was saying in that dream, prophetic warning.
But what I saw in this dream last night, and when I woke up, there were some very supernatural things still going on that I saw with my own eyes and ears. It was a very dramatic prophetic experience. But what I saw was this plague spreading, especially across our southeastern United States. It was spreading like a plague. Now, U.S. citizens were so outraged across the country. This was virtually across the U.S., every state, every city, every town, even though most of this was centered in the southwestern U.S., American citizens became so outraged at their own government for letting this happen. There was a huge movement or uprising around the country against our federal government. There were many U.S. citizens who wanted to do to our government leaders what was being done to U.S. citizens on our southern border. It was so, what I'm saying is this madness came upon U.S. citizens too. And they wanted to be just as cruel. They wanted to catch them. This was such a national uprising, such a national outrage. There were states where all federal employees were fleeing, trying to get out of those states for fear of their lives. It was that bad. Now, it's hard for us to imagine anything like that happening in America. This kind of thing's happened in countries before. And we are the most foolish and naive of all if we don't think this can happen here. This will happen here if some things are not done very quickly. Okay, this is another thing that I saw. There was a major uprising. Almost every state in the union almost immediately started rejecting federal authority over their state. It was so widespread, so total, federal government really couldn't do anything about it. It was chaos. It was leading to anarchy very quick. And now I saw militias popping up like mushrooms all over the country. Where citizens were just saying, if our government's not going to protect us, we will protect ourselves. Now, I know many think of, and the militias have been portrayed as all white wing extremists. And listen, there are some out there that I think are as terrifying as some of the Islamic State terrorists are. They and you know, these are not the kind of militias that I saw popping up, though. These were people, they weren't trying to take over the government, overthrow the government. In their mind, we had no more federal government. It was not doing its most basic job of defending our country. They had let this happen. They had opened the door wide, very foolishly. The everything was brought up from the past, like, you know, Fast and Furious, all the crazy things our government had done. And almost quickly, there was an awakening around the country that our federal government is either crazy or our federal government is trying to do us in. And the federal government became looked upon as an enemy of the citizens of America. This happened so quickly because of the attacks and the level of cruelty that was witnessed by those who were pouring across our southern border.
So you're looking at these warnings here. I mean, it's happening, just like God said it would happen. But understand, it hasn't happened yet, which means we can repent. But I do say this, prepare. You need to prepare. You know, when you see a government in crisis, and understand that a government produces nothing, they just use resources. So they're not like a business that goes out and sells a product and makes a profit. Everything that happens in government comes from taxes. And so when you see people saying, I'm just trying, they're seeing the government go down. They're seeing great job loss. They're seeing terrible things happen. They're going, well, I'm just going to get me a federal job. It's like, we're already hurting. Right. And now you want to get a job. The average pay I heard just last year was $70,000 a year in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
You know, for a, you know, whatever thing you do in that. And it's like, you have to understand it's that you know, your chickens are going to come home to roost because that's being paid by local taxpayers. Mm-hmm. You know, and they start losing things and losing their jobs. And it's all because they're seeing the vulnerability that's created by the borders not being secured. Now, Jay Johnson, the very one that said, I don't think, maybe 30%. Right. Now he's very clear today. And he's going like, we're going to have terrorists in our malls. We're going to have terrorists in our malls. I'd be very concerned. We've got terrorists in our malls. And he started backpedaling after that particular spot on CNN.
This is a known thing. 143 countries they know of.
Yes.
That already come over the border.
When we get back from this break, we're going to talk here more about how these militias were shown in this dream, prophetic dream warning, but also great dangers facing our nation. Okay, hopefully we're going to get a chance to be able to talk about a prophetic word that just came out yesterday about a colliding and shaking. Came from Chuck Pierce of Corinth Ministries out of Corinth, Texas. And it's just right in line. The shaking is this month, he talks about it, versus the one pastor in Jerusalem talking about April. I believe it's happening right now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how people get it. It's like, it's coming, it's coming. It's already,
it's happened.
It's happened already. The Saints played, they lost, and they went to the next season. I mean, there comes a point in time.
Right.
Talking about the football team, not the Christians. And so now the I want you to hear, we talked about the militia earlier about the Constitution and read it's a Second Amendment to the Constitution that talks about it. And so he's seeing God showing him these militias popping up. And you know, you may have a neighborhood watch, you may have, you know, we have prudent preparation. You've got to register today. You have to register today for the torch newsletter. You'll get it every single week in your email, but also with that you're going to have access to a lot of information. But we have a free gift for you. It's called Prudent Preparation: How to Be Prepared. You need to start thinking outside the box, because the box is being shaken. But listen to this next part of the dream. It's a little short part where Rick is talking about, watch, about the militias popping up like mushrooms throughout America. Notice he said all 50 states, and federal employees were running from states he saw. Because why? Because federal employees, government employees, they live on the tax dollar. That's where your taxes go to. That's how it actually works. And it's like the federal employee bureaucracy is increasing while our military is decreasing. It's a crazy thing going on right now. Take a look at this.
I saw militias popping up like mushrooms. They were just everywhere. People were rising up and bonding together into groups to defend their neighborhoods, to defend their cities, towns, ranches, everything else.
So you're looking at, when you're looking at the these militias popping up, it's actually the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Just like you have so many deputies, so many police officers, so many federal agents, and at some point they're out there. When a hurricane hits, for example, you know, you pretty much got to police your own area. Everybody starts working together. And that's actually a normal thing. We've been blessed for so long, we haven't had to really think like that as much. But that was just kind of normal. America was founded on the Minuteman. Mm-hmm. Where you'd farm, and all of a sudden they'd call you, and they'd deputize you, and you would go help and get a posse together. Find the person that you know, did something wrong in the community. They go find the person, bring him back, and take him to trial. And so this is this warning. I want you to hear this part, too. This is the last part we want to share with you. This great danger is going – it's not – you know, you're seeing a lot of liberal folks and people that are just far left in their mindsets, and they just don't care. They just want to keep pushing and pushing the whole Cloward and Piven model, just suck every resource dry and create, you know, fundamentally transform the system. And really, believe it or not, that's not really the dangerous thing. The dangerous thing is the far right. The people you have to be really concerned about is not the people that are just normal, trying to live their life, and you got to do what you got to do to make sure everybody's safe in your neighborhood. But you've got to the people that are so far right. That's what the Nazis were. They were like far right. As a matter of fact, listen to this part of the dream, the prophetic warning.
Greatest danger was not the swing to the left, but that caused an overreaction. And without wise leadership, we would go from an extreme shift to the left to overcorrecting and going too far to the right. And the biggest danger of all was going to the extreme right. Now, I'm a conservative. I am right wing. But I believe an eagle needs both a right wing and a left wing to fly. And there is something, but there was in this dream, and if I'd have had my political preferences and control of my own dreams, I would have probably said the left-wing extremists are the real danger. But in my dream, I was shown, no, the greatest danger of all is going too far to the right, where fascism really takes over and a totalitarianism from the right-wing extremist comes in. I'm giving that warning again. We don't want to go too far that way. And under fear, under paranoia, when things like this happen, you're in danger of your life, you're going to follow the strong. And, you know, not just the wise. And that's the tendency. And I think this has got to be preempted. I'm going to do something. I'm going to find out what can I do to communicate with every sheriff in every county in the country, if I can, whatever we can do to help them prepare, develop lines of communication. But these militias, if we get to that point, these militias that pop up all over are going to be what stops the plague of the terrorism that is flooding our country. These militias will deal with it.
So you're looking at right here, you know, it's happening. Chuck Pierce just gave a word, Corinth Ministries out of Texas. You know, he talks about, he says that there is a shaking coming. He says, hear what I am saying to you. Find your steps. This month, there is going to be heaven and earth colliding and shaking around us. Mm. Find your footing. It's not going to be like it's been starting now. A new season has blossomed. Find your way through the movement. And that's the one thing the Lord has been really speaking to me about is, you know, get all the distractions out of your life. You know, you may have to telephone somebody just to shut up. Because you only have a limited amount of time to get your footing where you're solid standing. You need to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. You need to begin to abide with God. Go to iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you. Request it. It's free. Learn how to spend time with God so you can hear. You'll hear just like everybody else is hearing, the ones that are hearing. But this is what he says in Job 33, the rest of that as we started. Does God speak to him? And yes, he speaks to him. But he says sometimes he does this too. He says in Job 33, verse 19, he says, someone, he may do this. He may chasten them to their bed with pain, with constant distress in their bones, so that their body may find food repulsive and their soul loathes the choicest of meals. In other words, things get so bad, you don't even care about anything anymore. What is this? This is God speaking to us. He says, their flesh wastes away to nothing, and their bones once hidden are now sticking out. They draw near to the pit. In other words, the end of our soul in hell if we don't repent. And their life to the messenger of death. Yet, if there is an angel, look at me. If there is an angel at their side, a messenger, like VFNTV, talking to you right now. 1 out of 1,000 sent to tell them how to be upright and how he is gracious to a person and ask God to be gracious to you. Spare them from what's about to happen. Spare them from the pit. And he said, if I find a ransom, we found a ransom. The ransom is Jesus Christ. If we turn to him, there is a ransom. He says, let their flesh be renewed like a child. Let them be restored in the days of their youth. Then all the people will pray to God and find favor with him, and they will see God's face and shout for joy. He will restore them and their well-being, and they will go around telling everybody that I have sinned, but I have repented, and now God is with me. I want to pray with you right now. Dear God,
yes.
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us. We cherish your voice, Father God, and I ask you right now that you would be with those that are listening and those that are watching, Lord God, that you would comfort them with truth, not with foolishness, not with vain words that men give, but this your words, God, your dreams. We just release dreams and visions over your people, Father God. We pray for a hunger in the heart of our audience, Lord. They begin to listen and want to know, God, everything that you have to say, Lord, in turn. Dear God,
yes.
We pray that you would protect this land, stop this evil that's coming against us, God, we pray. You are right in all your ways, and we line our lives up with you. Dear God, end abortion, send a third great awakening. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.